you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, we cheat a little bit. We started eating some of TJ Miller's hot sauce during the break here.
Another one of our buddies that used to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
TJ Miller joining us.
Hey, bud.
Hey. How are you?
Hello, it's me, former stand-up comedian and hot sauce purveyor, TJ Miller.
Now, did you have the hot sauce idea before the pandemic or since the pandemic?
Oh, no, long before. I was I'm a big hot sauce guy, so yeah. I actually met through a totally different, through a voiceover thing. I met a guy in Indiana who owns a pepper farm.
Right.
And he was sort of making, it's the Scoville Brothers, is the name of his company.
Okay.
And he was making sort of boutique, small batch, organic hot sauces. And one day we were talking and he said, you know, you like hot sauce. Have you ever thought about collaborating on something like that? And I said, you know, no, but maybe one day there'll be a worldwide pandemic and that will be my only source of income. So yeah, I think it would be a good idea to start. No, but he was, you know, he was making a really great product. So I worked with him for about a year and a half, and we came up with these sauces that you're having right now. And I also kind of wanted something, a little something for everybody. So something for the pepperheads that was really intense.
Which, yep. That's a ghost pepper.
As you see, is the effing intense ghost pepper type S.
Yeah, Todd is eating that right now.
Yeah. Yep. And it's effing intense.
Yep. And then the...
But it's tasty. A lot of stuff that's really hot, that's all they are, is hot. They don't have any flavor to it. This has flavor to it. I like it.
I don't like stuff that is just hot for the sake of being hot. But then the sort of Chipotle
I have one, that. I'm eating that right now.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, that's something that if you don't really like heat, but you like flavor with a little bit of kick, then, you know, that's the Chipotle. And then there's kind of
we have it right here.
The gangster.
Yeah, Nick says that's hot. Our comedian buddy Nick says that's hot. Yeah.
It's definitely
spicy. It's hot, but it's not you know, it's not too much. It's right there in the middle. So those are
now.
There's a little something for everybody.
I'm looking at the numbers, TJ, and the diet is the same amount of calories as everything else. Is that just phony to keep people thinking it's diet food?
The diet one is actually exactly the same as the Chipotle sauce. But it just has a different label because all hot sauces are diet. They don't have any calories.
I suspected that, but I actually looked at the label. I said, hey, TJ's messing with us.
No, TJ's a brilliant marketer.
He is a brilliant marketer, right?
Well, the thing that I spent the most time on, I worked with him on the sauces for a long time, but it took me about 3 or 4 months just to write the labels because they needed to be funny.
Right.
And what I realized after I did a couple of drafts was, hey, wait a second. People keep hot sauce in their refrigerator for like a year.
Right.
Sometimes. So this has got to be so funny on the label that, you know, you can pick it up and look at it and laugh 3 months after you read it for the first time. It was the most challenging piece of comedy I've ever done. It was the hot sauce label. You told me that. I never would have believed you.
I never thought about that.
Where can you get this stuff? Yeah. Obviously, effing intense ghost pepper type S isn't going to be on store shelves.
No,
I think, you know, I was speaking with Walgreens, and they just weren't on the same wavelength.
Probably not.
It's all of this is available on TJ Miller does not have a website.com. That's my website. There was a TJMiller.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who owned it, this was back in 2000 or something, said, you know, I'll sell it to you for $2,000. And I said, no, that's crazy. I'll never pay $2,000 for any website. And he said, well, you know, it's your name. And I said, I think eventually people will just be Googling these things. So
right.
To spite him, I bought TJ Miller does not have a website. .com, and that's the first thing that comes up when you Google me.
All right,
TJ Miller.
You can buy it right now.
You won. Yeah, he will not be held hostage.
No,
absolutely not. Not by these domain name geeks. I won't allow it. I just will not allow it. but it's been good. So you guys, what I love is we had a Zoom drink with Colleen.
Yeah.
Recently, and she said she's been calling in, and she saw you guys socially distant.
Yep,
we saw you guys from afar, but in person recently.
Yeah, we did. We hung out recently with Colleen
in the driveway,
or both our driveways, right? Yeah,
the driveway.
Yeah,
but I think it's what's so nice is that you guys are doing the program. When she told me that you guys are,
we've been in the studio since it went down in mid-March. There's not many people here, just the air staff, and we get in and out real quickly, so we're trying to stay safe. Are you still in your apartment in New York? Obviously enjoying yourself, but is it still locked? It's locked down completely still in New York, right?
It's totally locked down. I mean, I think, you know, different places are approaching the reopening differently, and mm-hmm. obviously, you know, we're all reading too much news, and people are... But I think that one thing that everybody has in common and needs to be talked about a little bit more is that everybody's kind of reached a point now where they're going stir crazy. Not a little bit. They're just people that want to get back to work. It doesn't matter where you are.
Right.
It doesn't. Everybody should be being safe. But everybody, myself included, if you're not working, you know, you want to be working. And I have a podcast, Cashing In with TJ Miller.
With you and Cash
and
Levy, right?
We had a big discussion. Yep. Yeah, and Cash Levy and I had a discussion. I said, look, we know you and I aren't working. Maybe we should do, you know, a 3 episodes a week or something.
Right.
And he, first of all, said, TJ, I have kids. I'm homeschooling my kids. My wife is constantly mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of something that's just going on constantly. And people don't have time, and this is true, they don't have time to sort of, they've got time to listen to you guys and, you know, hear their favorite podcast for that week. And the rest of the time is kind of consumed by everything else. And I think that's what... That's what I'm feeling is that people need to sort of just be a little bit open about, hey, it's getting kind of crazy to not be working, to not be able to go to a restaurant, to not be able to. So no matter where you're coming from or whatever your opinion is, you know, I think people are really ready to sort of return to some sort of, I hate to keep everybody saying, not normalcy, but return in some way.
Now, obviously your road work went to zero, TJ Miller with us, but did you have anything on film or anything ready to go that you had to go report to on set that got canceled?
No, it was actually, in some ways, you know, there's no silver lining to any of this, but
right.
In some ways it was the best thing that happened to the film that I did with Kristen Stewart, Underwater, because everybody, you know, is at home and watching movies.
Yes.
So I think so many people saw that and
they
enjoyed it, and it's very escapist. So it was a good kind of totally leave your own mind for an hour and a half. But I do have some friends that kind of, so what's happening in Hollywood now is they're going to go back and try and finish projects that halted, just kind of exactly what you're talking about. They
right.
said, okay, you know, we were on the last couple episodes of this TV series. Let's go back and try and be responsible and see what it's like to produce something socially distant. But what I suspect and what's happening is that, you know, even if they have hair and makeup people only do one actor and the lighting crew comes in and lights the scene and then leaves and the audio people come in and the actors mic themselves and they stay sort of sequestered in a different area. You know, even if they do all those things, if one person gets sick,
right,
you kind of have to shut down the entire production. So the real issue is that it's not even the studios, because the studios, you know, they need to make money. They need to be back in business. This is how they – but the people that provided the insurance, the insurers, just how did they feel comfortable sort of betting? And the movies that were sort of doing the best were huge movies. You know, that required 300, 500 crew members.
Yeah.
And special effects people working around the clock afterwards, and took
maybe the independent small good script movie comes back because of this.
See, this is why I love you guys.
Yeah.
Because you do that. I absolutely agree. I think that in the strangest way, this might be a boon for indie movies, but also a smaller art house movie theater.
And real scripts. And real scripts, too, instead of flying people, right?
Small cast and no comic book characters.
That'd be great.
I would welcome
except
that.
Except for the one you were in a couple of
and
them.
I think, right, exactly. No, but I think that, you know, you're going to, movies could become more simple, right?
Yes.
Less places where you're shooting, no special effects, maybe even tongue-in-cheek kind of, you know, an intimate scene is about to happen, and then you don't see it.
Yeah,
like, you know,
that's
just,
true.
It's just tasteful. Yeah. Right.
I think that's the way they have to go.
To kiss. Yeah. They're 6 feet away from each other, and they're like, should we kiss and make love? And then it just cuts to the next day when they're eating from across the room, you know, in the morning, having breakfast from 20 feet away. But I think it really could come back and say, okay, you know, let's focus on the story. Let's focus. And then, you know, you guys are in a city, and there are a lot of cities where you have an option to go to not the local, you know, not the AMC, but sort of a local art house cinema.
Right.
And those might sort of figure out how to say, hey, we're going to be responsible, and we're going to be showing things that are, you know, really interesting. And, you know, you go there, and I think it might help out that whole
completely,
you know, that demographic of cinema goers and also that type of business. So that could be great. I think it just remains to be seen. I think a lot of
how about this, TJ?
Talking to people.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
TJ Miller with us. How about this, TJ, though, when it comes to stand-up, because obviously you love stand-up. That's what your first love is. And you also love meeting people. You're always out in the crowd after the shows saying hi to everybody. When do you think you're going to feel safe?
Yeah, always licking. I'm licking people's faces, coughing on them and touching their eyes.
Right.
That's a big thing for me, yeah. I'm a man of the people. You know, I think I sort of joked about having a socially distant meet and greet afterwards where we both stand, you know, 10 feet away from each other, take two separate pictures and then duct tape the Polaroids together, you know, and I'll sign that.
I think that's
what kind of, the frustrating thing is that right now, you know, people, we have essential workers, we have people that are delivering food. We have, you know, all those people are in motion. But the thing that I love doing is just making people happy and making them laugh.
Yeah.
But it remains to be seen when I can go back and do that. But that's what I miss. I've got some friends who are stand-ups and they're like, you know, I just miss the attention. I miss the crowd. But Cash Levy said it best actually on our podcast, one episode. He said, I just miss the laughs. I miss hearing people laugh.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. I would love, people to buy my line of hot sauces on TJ Miller does not have a website.com. I would love people to listen to the podcast Cashing In with TJ Miller. But more than anything, I'm just hoping that in some way, shape, or form, we can get back to all of us being in the same room, no matter how far apart, and just laughing and kind of getting our minds off things, because it is, you know, right now it's not the best medicine. I'm sure we can find a better medicine for the situation, hopefully soon. But it's good for the soul and good for the heart for people to go and come together and laugh.
Are you drinking or getting high anymore? You normally would now since you're sitting around all the time.
I mean, you know what I've been saying to people is that, first of all, we don't have kids. So
I know, right,
it's
right.
We'll go to sleep at 6 a.m. We're having breakfast at 8 p.m. You know, It's just totally insane over here. There's just no sense of anything because it doesn't matter in any way, shape, or form.
Right, right.
But I kind of, no, I'm focused right now actually on, it's weird. It's like I'm eating more than I probably should, but I'm also lifting weights throughout the day. So
yeah.
I'm strong enough to punch a hole through a wall, but I also have the stomach of a man, of a cheese whiz storage.
So does New York City relax the restrictions if you have
well,
to
you
go
are,
out?
Are you at your house on the beach now, though? Colleen said something about that.
No. My father-in-law lives in Long Island.
Got it.
And this is actually what we're doing. We are, I think we've decided we're going to completely, we had kind of a weird experience with a girl who wasn't taking it seriously at a socially distant dinner. So what we're deciding to do is we're going to completely isolate ourselves for 2 weeks.
Right.
Just to be extra, extra safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then we're going to make our way to spend a couple weeks with her father in Long Island, which
got
is
it.
Kind of close to the bay and
yeah.
just a little bit more open, and we'll have some more space outdoors.
I got it. So right. she wants to see her dad, and you want to be safe first. I get it. That makes sense.
Does New York State
yeah,
allow
and,
you?
You know,
TJ, does New York State allow you to get out and meet up with your weed guy? Or are you good?
I mean, that guy wasn't comfortable being around me before the pandemic. So now I think he's... I think people here, we have some friends around the neighborhood, and a couple of them work at the liquor store. And I said, are people, are they drinking more? And he said, at first not as much and then a lot more. And he said, now people are drinking a lot. And I said, what are they mostly drinking? And his answer was so funny in terms of New York. He goes, either wine or just hard liquor. And I said, oh, really? So it's kind of one or the other. He goes, yeah, but it's really cheap wine and it's really strong liquor. So, I think people are kind of trying to figure out how to kind of...
I want to get buzzed right away. I don't want to nurse it. I'm not at a club or a restaurant or where I'm just nursing it. When I'm at the house, I want to be buzzed immediately. So I can understand the hard liquor and wine.
I think nobody's at a friend's dinner party kind of savoring a wine. They just say, I'm going to take my mask off, chug this bottle, and then I'll put it back on, and we can go back to talking about nothing but the pandemic. I think the big thing I've been saying to people is that these are the two main things. One, nobody knows anything. So
right.
It just doesn't make sense to kind of talk it over and over and over. We don't have enough information. And then the other one is that I've been really adamant about, don't blame people for how they are dealing with this, for how they're scared about it, for how they're reacting to it. There's been nothing like this. And so we've been trying to be really patient with friends and family members who, I'm thinking I wouldn't react that way. I wouldn't be in outright denial. I wouldn't be admonishing other people for not acting enough. This is something that different human beings react to differently. So I've been trying to be really copacetic about saying, okay, that's your opinion or that's how you want to act or whatever. Kate saw a video where a guy refused to wear a mask in Costco that went viral. I'm sure a lot of your listeners saw that. But for me, it's like, you can't sit there and say, I'm an idiot. I'm upset with that. Just like it's as ridiculous for him to be yelling at a Costco employee who's, that's his job, man. He's just like trying to do his job and not get fired. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be really patient with people.
I agree with you could be patient, but you also don't have to hang out with those people, because I wouldn't hang out with that guy because
I wouldn't hang out with him before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And also I said to Kate, I go, why isn't he wearing a mask? That half of his face is the ugliest part of his head. He should just wear a whole hood over his head.
Well, most people I see
ugliest part of his head.
Yeah, they hate the mask, should be embracing the mask.
Yeah,
for
right, exactly. This is your opportunity, right? This is your opportunity to go on a blind date and have them be, blind to half the lower half of your face. But I think that right now it's like anything anyone can do to kind of just, which is so great that you guys are doing what you're doing. Anything that people can do to kind of lift themselves out of it is great. And to not be too judgmental. And I just can't wait to get back on stage, albeit, you know, 20 feet away from the audience. But I can't wait to kind of get back on stage and be joking, making people laugh. And in the meantime, you know, listen to the podcast because it's a lot of fun. People are really loving that. We're getting a lot of positive feedback just from people that are saying what I'm expressing right now, which is, yeah, thanks for letting us get out of our own heads for 45 minutes.
Now, I got a spoiler alert. I won't say it on the air, but we got a spoiler alert on the email about what happens to your character at the end of the Kristen Stewart movie. But I still want to watch it. It's good, even though I know what happens to you?
No, it's great. And okay. You know what? Everybody kind of knows what happens to the comic relief quite a bit in these films.
I knew going in. Yeah, it wasn't a spoiler alert. I knew when we talked to you before when the movie's coming out that I figure what happens to you. All right. Okay.
Yeah. It's a thriller. So it's very claustrophobic.
Right.
It's very intense. And I think that's kind of what you need right now. And, you know, somebody said to me, I forget, I think it was Kate's friend, said, you know, you should watch is that documentary Waco about the Waco cult.
No.
And I said, okay, and we watched it, and I was like, why am I thinking about – why would I want to watch something real about something terrible that happened when I can just turn on the news?
Right.
Yeah.
whereas I think underwater in some of these – we watched all of Wes Anderson's films.
Yes.
We watched Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
I've heard that.
We watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Those are the kind of things I think people should be occupying their minds with.
Yeah, a little escape.
I'm with you on that.
Makes you feel good. But, I mean, if you want kind of an intense thrill ride of a cinematic experience, yeah, I would point you towards Underwater. Thanks. I love it. I mean, I love Aliens, and I love The Abyss. And so, you know, movies, it's in the genre of those.
Yeah, I love both those movies, too. Yeah. So, okay.
Where can we get The Underwater? Is it on Netflix or Amazon Prime?
You can buy it on, it's not on Amazon Prime, but you can buy it on iTunes, not yet on Netflix. Although Netflix, I've had a lot of people say, you know, I had one or two people reach out on social media and say, hey, we strangely had a T.J. Miller film festival last night with Cloverfield. She's out of my league. And
she's out of my league. There's one,
Office Christmas Party is also on Netflix.
Oh, God,
so, yeah. That's the one where he doesn't die in Office Christmas Party.
No, he does
it's
not.
A good one. Spoiler alert.
No, he just... I just drink alcohol out of an ice luge that's shaped like a young angel. That's one to see also.
And everybody loves Stainer.
Those are fun films. So that's another thing that I've been happy about is, hey, look, if I can't go and perform live at the Funny Bone in Omaha, at least, you know, I've done enough films that you can check in on those and sort of check out. But Colleen and I have already been talking. It's like, you know, we had a confirmed date. I think it was late June. And we've moved that to a date that's to be determined. But, you know, she especially is looking towards when can I open at a lower capacity, this has been a big deal for her.
Right.
Make the audience feel safe. That's all she wants.
Right.
She said, this is not about getting, you know, money in the door. This is about making an audience that trusts the club to feel safe and then, you know, have a great time with comics like Colleen Always Books, who are great, you know, and are going to put on a great show.
I can't wait,
so
TJ. Buy TJ's. His hot sauce is available now on TJ does not have a website.com. Is that
TJ
it?
Miller.
TJ Miller, I'm sorry.
Does not have a website.
Yeah, TJ
Miller. That's a long web domain name.
Really, yeah, it's a long.
Just to stick it up
URL,
some guy's
right.
butt for $2,000. TJ Miller. TJ Miller. Just for $2,000, he's got to deal with this the rest of his life. Hey, this hot sauce is actually really good. We were eating it. It was really cool, and we'll take it home, but we'll buy more. And believe me, hopefully we see you soon, brother. You take care of yourself, all right?
Absolutely. And remember, if you don't remember the name of the my website, TJ Miller does not have a website.com, you can also get the hot sauce that TJ Miller created a hot sauce with somebody else who grows organic peppers in central Indiana. And it is available on this website, .gov.
.gov.
You can go to that website also.
Okay. .gov.
All right, guys.
See you, TJ. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you both.
All right. Stay safe, pal.
All right. Love TJ Miller, man.
I can't wait to try this hot sauce with a full-size chip. Who brought these chips in?
They're Puss's family's hand chips.
Okay.
Yeah, I that was all I had at the house. I'm going for groceries today.
Did you throw
I'm
it
sorry.
On the ground and stomp on it before you came in here? Because all it is shards.
You were welcome to bring your own.
We thought you were bringing them in.
You should have told me because I have full-size chips at the house.
Today's shopping day. I'm sorry.
I walked around since I didn't want to put my hands in there and just poured crumbs in everybody's lap. And they all ate them. All right, we got Bob Saget when we get back. Just talk to TJ Miller in case you missed it. It's on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.